Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a bassline that does more than just sit under the drums. We're designing a line that locks into an amen-derived groove, tightens the rhythm, and brings that blend of modern punch and vintage soul that makes jungle and DNB feel alive. Now, the big idea here is this. Stop thinking of the bass as a synth part and start thinking of it like a rhythm instrument. That mindset shift is everything. In classic jungle, the bass often feels like it's answering the break. It's not just supporting the drums, it's conversing with them. And that's what we're aiming for here. We're working in Ableton Live 12 at a tempo around 170 to 174 BPM, which gives us that classic energy, but with enough space to shape a serious low-end system. We want clean sub weight, gritty mid-range movement, and enough phrasing detail that the loop feels like it's evolving, not repeating. First, get your drum reference in place. Use an amen break, either as an audio loop or sliced into a drum rack. Warp it tightly so it sits on the grid, then loop two bars. Keep the drum programming simple at first. You're listening for the relationship between the kick fragments, the snare backbeats, the ghost notes, and where the bass can actually breathe. That's important. If you build the bass in isolation, it might sound cool on its own, but once the drums come in, the groove can collapse. So from the beginning, think in terms of density control. Less note count, more intention. More contrast, less constant motion. You want the bass to leave room for the break to speak. Now let's design the instrument. A strong modern DNB bass chain in Ableton can start with Waveedable, followed by Saturator, EQ8, Glue Compressor or Compressor, Utility, and maybe Drum Bus if you want extra attitude. Start with a basic waveform. Saw, square, triangle, or a Waveedable with rich mids. Don't overcomplicate it at the beginning. Just get a solid tone. For the envelope, keep the attack fast, somewhere around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Use a decay that gives you a short, controlled note, maybe 150 to 350 milliseconds depending on the groove. Sustain can stay low to medium, and release should stay short so the line stays tight. This is not a pad. We want it to feel played, not smeared across the bar. Now split the job between sub and midrange. This is one of the biggest reasons DNB bass translates well on big systems and small speakers alike. Your sub should be clean, mono, and boring in the best possible way. Think sine or triangle-based patch. No stereo widening, no heavy distortion, no unnecessary movement. Keep it focused in the 40 to 80 Hz zone. If you need to clean up the extreme bottom, gently high pass below 25 to 30 Hz, but don't start cutting the life out of it. Then build a mid layer. This is where the attitude lies. Use Waveedable, Operator, or Analog with more harmonics. High pass it around 80 to 100 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. Add Saturator, maybe 2 to 8 dB of drive, and keep an ear on the output level. This layer can carry the grind, the bite, and the movement. If you want extra width or a worn, soulful halo, do that only on the mid or texture layers. Never on the pure low end. The sub stays locked in the center. The upper harmonics can get a little loose, but the foundation needs to stay solid. Now we move into the actual bassline writing, and this is where the track starts to breathe. We're building a two-bar phrase. In bar one, establish the motif. Keep it simple and confident. Let the bass hit the root note on the one, maybe follow with a short answer after the kick, then leave a gap before the snare lands. After that, you can place a low note or octave hit to keep the pulse moving. In bar two, don't just repeat bar one exactly. Add a variation. Maybe change the last note, maybe insert a chromatic approach, maybe shift one hit slightly later. That small change is enough to make the loop feel alive instead of looped. This is the core of the whole lesson. The bass line should tighten the amen variation. It should reinforce the break's energy without stepping on it. Think call and response. The drums make a statement, the bass answers. The drums leave a gap, the bass fills it. The drums hit hard, the bass supports the impact, but do not let everything happen at once. If the bass is busy all the time, the break loses identity. A good bass phrase usually uses a few simple ingredients. Root note, fifth, octave, maybe a chromatic passing note, maybe a semitone approach into the next bar. That gives you movement and tension without turning the line into a melody that distracts from the groove. Use short notes. 1/16th to 1/8th is a good place to start. If you want glide, overlap notes slightly or turn on legato. A little portamento can add soul, especially when it connects selective notes rather than everything. Don't overdo it. A few intentional slides go a long way. You can also shape the attack with a small pitch envelope. Just a subtle dip at the start of each note can make the bass feel heavier and more intentional. That little bite at the front of the note gives the sound more weight and presence, especially when it's dancing around the break. Now let's talk about punch. Saturator is your friend here. It helps the bass read on smaller speakers and gives the mid-range some density. Soft clip can be really useful if you want the layer to feel a little more aggressive without getting harsh. Drum bus is another good tool, especially on the mid-layer or bass group. Use it carefully. A little drive and maybe a tiny bit of crunch can add energy, but too much and you blur the groove. Glue compressor can help the bass layers feel like one unit. Use moderate attack, release on auto or something quick, and keep the gain reduction small. Just a few dB is usually enough. This is about cohesion, not squeezing the life out of it. EQ8 is where you clean up the mess before it becomes a problem. Remove unnecessary rumble, reduce mud in the low mids if it's building up, and be careful with boosts. If the bass needs more presence, add it gently around the mid-range, where the harmonics can speak, but never sacrifice the sub just to make the bass sound bigger in solo. Utility is simple but crucial. Use it to keep the sub mono, and to check your width on the bass group. In this style, mono control is not optional. If your low end gets wide and messy, the club system will punish you. Now, here's a big coaching point. If the bass line feels too polite, do not immediately add more notes. That's the trap. Instead, try making the existing notes more intentional. Shorten them. Push one note a little early or late. Make bar 2 answer bar 1 in a different register. Often that creates way more tension than adding more material. That's the advanced groove mindset. Less motion, more meaning. Once the core line is working, start adding controlled imperfections. Maybe a tiny detuned oscillator layer. Maybe a very subtle tape-style saturation. Maybe a filtered noise texture tucked low in the mix. These details bring the vintage soul element without making the sound muddy. This is not about making the bass dirty for the sake of it. It's about giving it character, phrasing, and emotional contour. You can also build a parallel dirt lane. Duplicate the mid-bass, high-pass it hard, saturate it, maybe add a touch of redux or chorus ensemble, compress it lightly, and blend it very quietly under the clean bass. That gives you a worn, musical edge without destroying the clarity of the main tone. For even more movement, automate the filter cutoff, wave-eatable position or saturation amount across 2 or 4 bars. Keep the changes subtle unless you're heading into a transition. The goal is pressure, not a giant EDM sweep. In jungle and DNB, the best automation often feels like the room is tightening, not exploding. Now let's zoom out and think about arrangement. A loop is not a track. If you want this bass line to feel like a real DNB section, it has to evolve over time. Think in 4 and 8 bar phrases. Bars 1 and 2 establish the groove. Bars 3 and 4 add a little more tension, maybe to pick up note, a higher register hit, or a slight harmonic grit. Bars 5 and 6 can open up a bit more, maybe with extra saturation or a more active response phrase. Then bars 7 and 8 should create a turnaround, with a small pause, a fill, a reverse tail, or a pickup into the next section. This is where automation becomes punctuation. Use it like commas and full stops. A small cutoff move, a little more drive, a delay throw on the last note of the phrase, a tiny detune shift before the drop comes back in. These are the moves that make the bass line feel arranged instead of looped. Also, pay attention to the mix interaction with the break. Ask yourself, where are the snares landing? Where are the ghost notes? Where can the bass fill a gap without crowding the groove? The bass should support, answer, or push forward. If it's trying to do all three at once, the rhythm gets cluttered. Here are a few advanced variation ideas that really help keep the line alive. You can flip the register of one note in bar 2, maybe up an octave or down a fifth. You can displace an accent by 1/16th earlier or later. You can vary note length instead of pitch, letting one note ring slightly longer while another gets clipped short. You can invert the answer phrase, making bar 2 tighter, higher, or more legato than bar 1. Or you can replace a note with a ghost pulse, a muted pickup, or a quiet octave touch. Those tiny changes matter. They make the groove feel performed, not programmed. For darker and heavier DNB, you can also lean into semitone movement and chromatic tension. One carefully placed note above or below the root can carry a lot of pressure. Just be disciplined. Too many tension notes and the line starts sounding random. One good approach note is often enough. If you want a quick practice challenge, make 3 versions of the same 2-bar bass idea. One version should be straight support, with root note emphasis and minimal processing. The second version should be more syncopated, with 1 glide and 1 offbeat pickup. The third version should be darker, with a chromatic approach note, slightly more saturation, and a shorter tail on the last note. Then compare which one locks best with the break and which one feels most danceful already. That kind of a slash B testing is how you develop taste. So to recap, the mission here is to make bassline theory function like groove design, right around the break, not just under it. Keep the sub mono and controlled. Let the mid-range carry the grit. Use Ableton stock devices like Wavetable, Operator, Sesherir, EQ8, Glue Compressor, Drum Boss, and Utility to shape the sound. Most importantly, build a variation into the phrase so bar 2 answers bar 1 with purpose. If you get this right, the bass won't feel like a separate synth part anymore. It'll feel like part of the rhythm section. Tight, musical, gritty, soulful, and absolutely ready to hit hard in a jungle or DNB context.